Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis & Davis. We're not a real law firm.
Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
Well, hello.
Hey. Remember the trouble with files being missing?
Yeah.
I just remembered that last week I changed the name of the files so that I knew what they were. Because when I record on Bandicam, the title is always Bandicam and the date. And time. So I was like, okay. Take a mighty shit. I'm going to label that as shit now. So when I opened up live, it's like, fuck you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-oh. Like, damn it. I screwed myself.
Damn. Welcome to the Davis and Davis Show. DavisandDavisShow.com.
Yeah. Or you know, it's getting a little colder out there, you might want to get a hoodie from thedavisandavisshow.com.
And if not, fuck you.
Now, we have t-shirts though too, don't we?
We have t-shirts.
Hey, so you could cut the sleeves off, you know, the America.
Yeah. I am not drinking anything special tonight.
Neither am I.
As a matter of fact,
got my New Amsterdam gin and some whatever flavored ice waters are in there. And yep.
I got my 25 ounce Bud Ice. I'm not even pouring it in a cup. I don't give a fuck anymore. Told my boss last week. Friday, I think it was. No, it was Saturday. I looked at him. I was like, I'm totally burnt out. I, at this point in time, just don't want to do this anymore. And he was like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, you guys gave me a manager's job. I'm out marshalling every week. So basically, I'm the highest paid marshal in our company. I'm not learning anything to advance. And I told you that within 6 months, I have to advance or I'm going to go somewhere else. We're 4 months into it. You got 2 months to teach me or I'm out of here. He was like, oh, it was like when I became a manager, I thought I was going to manage shit. I'm a marshal. A very high paid.
Very well paid marshal. However, it's hot as balls out there. And people suck. I'm the highest paid person that you have to go. Would you like a moist towel? It's scented with lavender.
Lavender and chamomile.
Oh. Did you texted me yesterday. We were trying to talk about today. You were having some issues out there.
Oh, God. You know, we have the police out there every month, I think it is. For a while there, we had everything imaginable stolen. 500 gallon portable gas tank on a trailer stolen.
Jesus.
We've had two carts stolen.
You've had the drunken guy in an F-150 launch his truck over a boulder, and yeah.
So I'm at work the other day, and a police car. I almost said DF, and then the last letter would have explained where I was. But had a police car start driving basically down a cart path on the course. And the general manager looks at me. He's like, "What the fuck are they doing?" I'm like, "I don't know." He's like, "Well, go find out." New job for the marshal.
Gopher, go there.
And just as I'm leaving the building to go chase down the police car, I get a text from Burke. "What the fuck are we doing? What are we doing this week?" I'm like, "Dude, I cannot talk right now. I have to go deal
with the
police."
Ah, you said it.
Oh, fuck. It's 6:31. So I go barreling in a cart 2 miles an hour because our general manager has turned all of our carts down because, oh, that's another story that will be just fun to explain in a second. So I go barreling after him. I catch up with him on the other side. And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on because he just drove through the middle of the golf course." And, we were a little bit worried. And he looks at me. He's like, "Oh, well, this is where we caught the vagabond the other day. So we're doing a little search and all this." So for an hour and a half, I'm talking to Mr. said police officer and get the, "I was bored and just drove through your golf course. Sorry."
He took his cop car on the golf cart path.
Well, we have a main road that that is the cart path and all that. I mean, but it's big enough for us to get maintenance equipment and stuff down.
So kind of a maintenance-ish road. Okay.
But it goes from the clubhouse to the cemetery. Don't ask. Please
From the clubhouse to the what?
Ask. Don't ask. So it goes from the clubhouse to the cemetery.
That's where the overpaid marshals go to die.
So when I first took this job, this is actually kind of funny. When I first took this job, I was out riding the West Course the one day, and the marshal that was training me was like, "Oh, and that's the cemetery." And I went, "What?" And as we're driving by, I see a tombstone front and center, and it says Davis. And I go, "What the fuck?
You guys already preparing for me? What? Why would you do that?"
So the tombstone two down from it says Abbott. That's my father's other name. I mean, he was Abbott and Davis.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is just omen, man.
It's a little Twilight Zone-ish.
So I go down a little bit further, and there's a tombstone with the word Simmons on it, which is my mother's maiden name. I'm like, "I'm fucked. I'm getting buried at a cemetery." I was about to say the name.
18th hole.
The sixth. Sorry. It's on the sixth hole.
Sixth hole. Okay. Fair enough. There's a water hazard and a tombstone hazard.
And all I kept thinking to myself was,
fight the fairies! You fight those fairies!
Fight the fairies! Oh. So yeah, I had that. I had that.
So why did we turn them down to 2 miles an hour?
So
he's marshalling himself because he's a marshal.
Oh no, I had to be manager when this happened because I was the manager on duty. I'm at work and I get a call over the radio. Hey Scott. Yeah. Could you come to Big Barn, please? Which is where we store our carts. And I'm like,
let me guess, it looks like a big barn.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it looks like a big barn. So I drive up to Big Barn and I'm all smiling and I look around and the two employees that are sitting there are smiling and laughing. And I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? And they're like, hey, why don't you go look at the front of that cart? And so I drive around this cart and I look. And the whole front end is dented in. The bumper bar is ripped off. I'm like sitting here going, what the fuck? And one of the kids looks at me and he's like, well, I was coming around the corner and I fell out of the cart and it kind of ran into a tree.
Kinda.
I'm like, okay. And of course, the first thing he says to me is, do you think I'm in trouble? I'm like,
your mom will forgive you, but I'm not gonna.
Maybe a little. So I send the pictures to my GM, and I think his only response was, fuck. And about an hour and a half later, a text goes out to all employees going, there's going to be a new standard operating procedure written about driving carts, blah, 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 all this stuff. You will have to sign it. Any damage done to the carts will be paid for out of your paycheck. Well, went in the next day, watched the video, because I didn't see the accident actually happen. The kid flew around the corner at about 20 miles an hour. Lost control of the cart, whipped him out of it, and then proceeded into a tree. $2,200 worth of damage.
Oh, snap.
He hit so hard that the wiring cables for the headlights popped off and were just hanging down. And I mean, right after it happened, he looked at me. He was like, I think it'll buff out.
He did not. My dad's got this TV repair shop. He's got this ultimate set of tools. I can fix it.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Well, unfortunately for my dear friend, I do believe he had a little bit more than a talking to tonight. As a matter of fact, I don't think he was there at closing.
Will he be back? No one knows.
I have a funny feeling that if he does come back, it's not going to be for about 2 weeks.
And he'll be walking.
Yeah. So what's Scott's job today?
Turn all the golf carts down to 2 miles per hour.
Write up the new standard operating procedure.
Yeah.
So I go and write it up. Jacob and I go and write it up. And I print it out. I take it over to the GM, and GM hands it back to me, and there's a few red marks on it. And I said,
fair enough.
Yeah. No, what didn't you like about that? He said, don't be a fucking idiot and drive around a corner at 20 miles an hour. We can't see that. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'm just speaking the truth. He didn't like the don't be a fucking idiot.
Oddly enough, I don't know why. It's succinct, you know. It's
what the hell's wrong with that?
But then, you know, the kids are like, okay, so like 15 miles an hour is cool then. That's what I'm reading, man. 18, I'm pushing it.
Dude, I had to literally say half throttle going up to a building, quarter throttle when you're driving around where customers are.
Yeah, what? This cat only wants to sit here when we're doing this damn show. I don't get it.
It's because you have tripe behind you.
You know what that is.
It's on my list. One of the most disgusting things I've ever eaten.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Besides haggis.
I've not had haggis, but it uses tripe. So, you know, how good can it be?
Nasty. But anyway. Nasty. Anyways.
I don't got a lot going on. Didn't have a lot going on this week. I am going sailing with the Kansas this weekend.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. And my dad's birthday was yesterday. And I
happy
called
birthday,
him.
Dad.
Yep. And that's about it.
167 days left until Christmas. Thank you, Tidbit.
Who cares?
Well, I have it on my Tidbit.
It's 69 days till put in bay.
66.
Well, you leave. You don't get to put in bay until 69.
Oh, that's true. And I'm pissed. I needed to talk about this as well. So I set up the fucking dates for this thing off of the put in bay website, the put in bay classic website.
Okay.
This is apparently prior to them actually planning it. Because the dates that I had were two dates. So I thought they were condensing stuff. So we're getting there on the 18th. The parade's on the 17th. Yeah.
They're starting early. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, they updated their website, and now there's the actual dates of everything that's going on. I'm like sitting here going,
it's a Sunday.
You guys are fucking morons.
I mean, technically, if you got here in time, we could get there, but we'd have to sleep in the car.
I'm sure that we could get the hotel room for an extra day.
I mean, which, worst case scenario, we could sleep in the back of the big yellow van.
I mean, that's worst case.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that we can find a room for one day. Because Scott likes to live in the lap of luxury in a hotel room in Put-in Bay that looks like somebody shot bullets through it. But that's okay. Thank you, Commodore Resort. EPL. Opener is in 30 days. That's the English Premier League. Thank you, Tidbit.
You're going to bring that with you, aren't you?
I am bringing it. I'm going to put it right in the fucking window so that as people walk by.
You're going to plug it in your car and hotspot your phone so you can have updates. You'll put it right in the windshield.
Oh, no, I'm going to put it in the window of the motel so that
people can see it as they walk
people
by.
People walk by, they can go, what do you mean the chancellor thought the... Separate allegations emerge as police force investigates whether there is a criminal case to answer for, according to The Guardian. That's UK news. I guess I don't know what the fuck's going on over there right now. No extra money for public sector. PGA Tour officials Oh, I don't even want to talk about that.
Oh, dude, you got 1 minute left, man. You got to do the thing.
Oh shit, people.
Oh. You got the thing?
Let me knock that down. And here we go.
It's time for the Davis and Davis Show Motivational Minute.
Stop worrying. Your worries are like the safety instructions that flight attendants give before takeoff. One day when you are about to die, you will not remember them and they will not matter. So don't worry.
It was a short one, but I was...
That's a good one. I like that one.
Thank you, self-help sing. I have had like two people email or message me about self-help sing and how he's totally helped them in their relationships. And I said, if he's helping you...
You needed some major help there.
Yeah. So all of our break music is music that Burke has sent me in the past week and a half.
Ish, yeah.
If it starts to suck, I will change it in the middle.
I don't care.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot.
Sorry, I just had to say hi to Sandy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Theme song.
Red, wine.
That's from the last podcast. That's not what I said.
We didn't use it.
Oh, we didn't? Oh, no. Okay. Fair enough. Send us out.
But I'm starting to hate it already.
Oh, it's not good.
So I may have to go with this.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's getting late.
lackluster, you know. Still the children cry, but a little love in your heart. It's nice.
What the fuck?
Apparently everything disappeared again.
No, my keyboard's not working.
Is it a hardwired keyboard or is it a wireless?
What the fuck is going on? I might need a new computer.
I don't think so.
What the hell you say?
I might need a new computer.
The hell is for white people?
Whoa, where'd that come from?
You're on your own this time.
What the hell? So we have a
I
funny...
forgot.
Yeah.
No, wait, real quick, I forgot. I did buy some Jesse James bourbon. And this is like $16 for, you know, a fifth. Super cheap for bourbon, right? And it's only 80 proof. It's not bad. Like, you could drink it on the rocks. I mean, it's nothing to write home about. Or you can mix it with it. I was like, this is really great, great cheap bourbon. I was really impressed. And while I was there at the liquor store near my work, I'm like, you know, pleasantries. I'm looking down. I look up, the lady at the counter looks up. It's my cousin Martina. I'm like, what the hell? She's like, it's my first day at work. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's awesome. So now I have an inn at my liquor store.
They can't get you a discount, though.
No, but she could get me those hard to get bottles. Like, she could ask the manager, hey, can you set one of those aside? I got a guy. And the guy's a girl.
I got a guy. I got a guy, man.
It's family. You know what I'm saying? All right. We do have a fun show. I've seen a lot of this stuff. And I was disgusted.
Burke has some honorable mentions that I think we should go through before we...
Fair enough.
Into holy crap, the timer stopped now.
You've got issues.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so apparently
I don't care.
In Iceland they have something called Hákarl. Hákarl. Or maybe Hákarl. I don't know. To eat the toxic meat of this Greenland shark, Icelanders let it rot in the ground for several months. It is then hung out to dry for another 5 months. Small cubes of the white rubbery delicacy are served on toothpicks and washed down with Black Death Akavit. Yeah, I know, right? Have you ever had Akavit? Yeah, I know. We've had Akavit, actually. The pungent smell of death and ammonia is worse than the taste, which has been described as chewing a urine-infested mattress. Anthony Bourdain described this Icelandic food as the single worst, most disgusting, and terrible-tasting thing he has ever eaten. Now, Greenland sharks do not have a urinary tract. They urinate through their skin, which makes their flesh toxic. And the fermentation process involved in making Hákarl breaks down the urine and makes it safe to consume. Go skip that one. Cambodia. Oh, wait a minute. I got a picture of this here. Hold on. Now choose my virtual background. And there you go. Fried tarantulas. And not like chopped up and diced. No, they take a whole effing tarantula and fucking fry it. This was first eaten by Cambodians starving under the Khmer Rouge regime. The fried spiders in Cambodia became very popular and now served as a deep-fried snack throughout the country. Apparently, they taste a bit like crab, so they probably look a lot worse than they taste. Yeah, they look fucking horrifying. And the last bonus one I had was baby mice wine. They found in southern China and Korea. This alcoholic brew is infused with the bodies of hairless baby mice. And it's just a bottle of booze with dead baby mice at the bottom. No, not going to do it. So those are my runners-ups.
Okay.
So are you hitting up you said all the foods that you have on your list you have tried. I have not tried all of mine. There's only three that I've tried and will not eat because I'm pretty open to food. Like if you had, you know, dry roasted crickets, I'd try them.
Okay.
I love sushi. The octopus tentacles with the suckers and everything, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I will eat. I will at least try it.
Here. Let me give you an introduction to my number 10. Ingredients. Habanero peppers. Mango puree.
Sounds good.
Water. Lime juice concentrate. Tomato paste. Jalokia chili pepper powder.
Ooh, sounds hot.
Habanero powder. I'm going to play a little bit of audio for you. This is about 53 seconds.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Hans Meyer, yeah. The wings are getting fucking smaller and smaller. Now they look like my fucking granddad's no fucking, his fucking big toe. How do you get a chicken wing that looks like my granddad's big toe?
Wait till you bite into it. It tastes like your grandfather's big toe.
Fucking sticking your tongue in a fucking plate of acid.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What's the fuck's gonna happen tomorrow when we're back behind the line, tasting and perfected? Where the fuck are you gonna be tomorrow? Because I may have to call you. Shit.
I'll be in town, Gordon. And you're never one to mince words when it comes to items that don't reach your culinary standards, whether it's your pub food that's laced.
Apparently, Bert could barely hear that.
It was a little low, but I could hear it. And I know exactly what it is.
My number 10 is Da Bomb. Something that Bert and I have both tried. Twice.
See, apparently, it can't be on the list because we did it twice. And I might do it again, just if somebody dared me and there was enough money involved. Yeah, I'll do it.
The company that manufactures this put this out. Dangerously delicious with sizzling hot flavor.
Whoa. Back up. What was that second word again?
Delicious.
You and I have very different ideas of the word fucking delicious.
I want you guys to go out there and protect your balls at any cost.
Because... Well, I'm not agreeing with what they're... I'm just reading it off of their website, okay?
I think we can sue them for false advertising at that point.
Hot sauce is the bomb. Seriously, you'll want to drizzle this over everything.
No. Not no, but...
Hell, I'm sending
no.
you to Jesus.
Hell...
What the hell you said?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That stuff tastes like, I guess if jet fuel went bad, that would be the flavor. And that's not the worst part of that vile concoction.
So there's a web show called Hot Ones. And Da Bomb is one of their featured sauces.
I think it has been on. It's the only hot sauce that has been there from day one, because it's just so. It fucks you up.
The website that I just read this from is kind of false advertising. They're saying that you've got habanero peppers in it. What it is habanero pepper extract.
It's the oil of vileness, and it sticks, and it's like fucking napalm. It does not go away.
We did the hot sauce challenge, and and like I said, on First We Feast Hot Ones, the host of the show matches
Sean Evans.
Yep. Sean
he
Evans.
Matches, yeah.
He matches whatever the person does. We were sitting with Ryan and Bob, and Ryan.
Oh, God. That poor kid.
Doused. That chicken wing.
And we tried to stop him.
And I sat back.
Honest to God, we tried to. You didn't say anything. I'm like, you can't do that. And he's just like, oh, I'm good.
And he's like rubbing the wing in it. I'm like, dude. Oh, dude.
My butthole clenched when I watch him eat that. Oh, man.
So he douses his. And I sit back and I'm like, I have been through this before. I was Ryan the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As the host of this show, do I do it?
But he's a kid. He's a kid. If you tell him not to, he's going to do it anyway. So damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Sanity took over, and I did not douse my wing. But I will tell you, 20 fucking minutes of eating ice cream. And my taste buds were shot. Any sauce that we did after that, it wouldn't matter if it tasted great.
It paled in comparison. They all did taste good. And the worst thing was you at the airport the next day.
Don't want to talk about that.
You blew up porcelain for, what, 3,000 miles?
I almost didn't make my flight. And I mean, the guy in the stall next to me was freaking hilarious, because I'm sitting there going, because it burns just as much coming back out. And then he's like, dude, do you need a Tums?
I need Journey the lotion to rub on my bunghole. That's what I need.
And the thing about Da Bomb is that after you eat it, you kind of poo like five times afterwards for some reason.
But it hasn't gone through your system quite yet.
Right. It's like you're building up to it again.
It's bad.
It's bad. So yep. Da Bomb is my number 10.
I think I'll go over stuff that I have not tried and leave my last three that I have tried for last. So, apparently in Peru, they have something called frog juice. And you're thinking, oh, it's a smoothie that's green and they call it frog juice. You would be right and wrong at the same time. Jugo de rana, or frog juice, is a frog smoothie. The frog is killed, usually by banging its head against the counter. The frog is then skinned and cleaned, put in a blender with water and other ingredients such as quail eggs, honey, spices, and local plants. The blended frothy green goo is then strained to remove any bone fragments. Would you like a frog smoothie?
Hell fucking no.
Like, I wouldn't even want a meat smoothie. It's like, what? Yeah, apparently, and half of this stuff on here is like, I supposedly it's an aphrodisiac. I'm like, if you're throwing up, it's just not sexy time. I don't know what to say, man. Yeah, it's a frog juice. Big no-no.
Fuck! Fuck no. Yeah. Okay. I know I've eaten a lot of weird stuff, but a frog smoothie. I mean, did it say whether they skin it?
Yes, the frog is skinned and clean.
Because the skin is poisonous.
Well, no, not all frog skins are. Just most, some of them.
Most of them have a...
Well, I mean, we drink alcohol, and that's a toxin, but it's okay. It's just in small amounts.
Oh, my God. I can't. I do not know if I can make it through this show. Because right now, I just... I want to throw up.
That is one big pile of shit.
All right.
What else you got on your list, buddy?
Number 9 comes from Thailand. It's a fruit.
Ooh, does it start with the letter D?
Why, yes, it does.
You've had it?
Phuket, Thailand. When I was in Phuket, by the way, saw a lady pop a ping pong ball out of a certain hole, and it wasn't her mouth.
Them ear holes are huge in Thailand, apparently.
Here, let me read to you what Wikipedia says. The durian is an edible fruit of several tree species belonging to the genus Durio family out of Borneo and Sumatra. It is a staple in Thailand and Malaysia. Named in some regions as the king of fruit.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
An acquired taste, some people regard the durian as having a pleasant, sweet fragrance. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
I have smelled some of the worst smelling cheeses in my life. The lady cut this open on the street, and 50 people stepped back because it smells like rotten feet.
Apparently, because this is also on my list, apparently it is illegal to eat this in public.
Yes.
Illegal. Against the law.
Mm.
Okay, so whatever...
Unless you're whatever, in Phuket.
Yeah, no, well, yeah. Okay, so whatever site I was on had a great description of this. Some consider it pleasantly sweet, while others describe the smell as a mix of rotten onions and raw sewage. Or foul unwashed socks, or a bunch of dead cats. Some have described it as rotten fish, dragon's breath, unwashed socks, carrion in custard, or red onions left in a cellar for years and marinated in acetone.
All right, so when I was there trying this, the lady looked at me and said, "Oh, it tastes like almond custard." I tasted it.
It did not.
It did not taste like almond custard. But the worst part was yet to come. What they don't tell you, because you eat this fruit with your fingers, is that the odor can last on your fingers for up to a week.
Not a day, not a couple days, a week.
Now, we were only in port for a couple of days.
So you got to bring that back and share it with everyone on the ship, didn't you?
For a week. I wasn't allowed to do helicopter operations because nobody wanted to touch anything that I touched.
You might degrade the diesel fuel work.
The king of the fruit.
Oh, and apparently, just a little further here, a number of deaths have been reported from consuming durian with alcohol. There is some ALDH enzyme that inhibiting by 70%. Science. Basically, it prevents you from processing alcohol correctly, and your liver can shut down.
Thank you very much. The persistent... Okay, I'm going to read this because I think everyone needs to hear this before they go and try this thing. The persistence of its odor, which may linger for several days, has led certain hotels and public transportation to ban the use of the item. It is widely used to flavor a wide variety of savory and sweet desserts in Southeast Asia, whatever. I don't care. It can be cooked. Sucks ass. I would rather shove my finger up my butt after eating corn and sniffing it.
It's bad.
It's bad. It's bad. My God. Durian out-topped a bomb. Could you imagine durian mixed with the bomb?
Oh God.
All right.
You would jump off a bridge. Just yeah.
What a lovely life I've led. All right, sir. What's your next one?
This one's not horrible, and it probably tastes wonderful. This is fugu.
Have I had that?
It is pufferfish. But if it's not prepared perfectly...
You die.
You die! The toxins will kill you. There are still, to this day, people dying from eating this fish. And they just cut it up like, you know, any other fish in Japan, and it's raw and they eat it. Apparently, the perfect way to eat this is to get just a little bit of the toxin on there. So your mouth and your tongue will go tingly and you get a little buzz. But
no,
you'll pass that and you just go flop. Done. Bye bye. I don't care how good it tastes. I don't trust myself cooking half the time. I'm not going to trust a stranger in a strange land to not kill me from a toxic fish. Not going to happen.
Hey, the goatee and mustache that you have going on looks really good on you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. The tidbit told me to compliment somebody.
Well, I just got a new trimmer and everything, so it's all nice and trimmed up. I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. Oh, I ordered my glasses, my new glasses.
Oh, cool.
I have the same glasses as you now.
Oh, nice. We could be brothers. We already are.
But my tint purple in the sunlight.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah, and guess what? I have two insurance companies, so I sent the receipt to both of them.
Nothing bad can happen from that.
I pay for both, so I don't feel bad about doing it. All right, sir.
Alrighty, then.
So are we up to my next one?
Sure.
All right. Is everybody ready for this?
I think we're going to have a lot of crossover here, but go ahead.
A savory pudding. Made out of heart, liver, and lungs, minced onions, oatmeal, suet, spices, salt, and mixed with stock and cooked with traditionally encased animal stomach.
Sounds like haggis to me.
A little bit of haggis.
Guess if it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Now, I'm English and Irish.
So you're just like one step away from Scottish. You're just like, you're right there. Well, you'd think you'd love it, right?
I'm Welsh. So
you're even closer.
I am a derivative of the Scots. with that said, this was the most disgustingly bland meal I've ever had in my life, and you can taste the freaking cow manure in the stomach.
Oh, God.
Who in their right mind? Okay, I understand.
When you don't got a lot of stuff, you use everything.
This dish was originally prepared for the first time in 1430. I can understand using every part of the animal. I can. We use intestines for sausage. So I can understand it. Haggis, I mean, it looks delectable. It really does.
It looks like a good meatloaf, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like a great meatloaf. But every so often you get a piece of that stomach, and it's just like chewing a Goodyear tire. I will also say that the spices that the Scots used were
less than spicy.
Had a little bit to desire.
They don't use things like salt.
Yeah. And me being allergic to oats did not make it a fabulous meal. I had sores behind my knees for like 3 days.
Oh, God.
Now, like I said, I understand there's times in life where you have to go cheap route, but, you know, that's what Dollar General's for.
Well, I think I will follow that one up with one very like that then. So, driving limousine for Uncle Carl.
Uh-oh.
One of the people in the and these are nice people that I know. They wanted something from a drugstore, but downtown Cleveland does not have a lot of open drugstores in the middle of the night. I'm Googling. Okay, there's a grocery store that has a pharmacy in it. Okay, cool. I'm going to go there. I'm driving a limousine, okay, in Cleveland. There's not a lot of places to park. There's this big honking parking lot right across the street. Cool. I park there. I go in. Pharmacy's closed. I can't get what I want. Whatever. I have to go to the bathroom. There's a Chinese place right there that I parked in.
I go inside,
and there's nothing but Asian people in this place. I'm like, hold on. This is a good sign. And I'm good. I buy a can of pop. You know, if I'm going to use your bathroom, I'm going to buy something. Buy a can of pop, use the bathroom, everything. Pop. Grab a to-go menu. Come back, you know, a couple weeks later. Like, I got to try some of this stuff, you know. And their food is fabulous. It's just absolutely fabulous. Except for something called triple.
This is how they,
and I'm thinking, okay, this is like, you know, chicken and beef and whatever, right? Okay, so I order the triple, okay? And the waitress looked at me and go, you sure?
I think now, I know what you're about to say.
When the waitress goes, "You're sure? You should rethink your life choices."
This goes in with the haggis.
Yeah, this is exactly that. I honestly think that they accidentally put an L in this word. It was tripe. Now, the sauce, the flavor was amazing. The tripe itself was steamed. So it is this white, hairy rubber.
It's rubber. It's Goodyear tire.
And I'm like chewing and chewing. Well, first bite, I'm chewing for five fucking minutes. I can't eat this stuff. I'm eating the vegetables and the sauce and everything. A second bite, you're chewing forever. It's like your jaw gets tired, and it looks horrible. It looks absolutely horrible. This is the cow's secondary stomach. You know, it's like, oh, it was just, yeah. No tripe. Never again.
All right. Tripe was on my list. That was my next one.
How was yours cooked, though?
Mine was steamed.
Yeah, same here. But what nationality was it? Because mine was Chinese. The flavors were awesome.
Mine was English.
God. So not only did it suck consistency-wise.
How many times can you chew a piece of something? And then when you try to swallow it with no sauce on it, you're kind of like sitting there going.
Is this like going to be in my intestines for 7 years like the gum?
Now, for those of you who are Louisiana fans who love that andouille sausage, just so you know, andouille sausage has poached, boiled, and smoked tripe in it.
At least it's smoked and has some flavor.
Yeah, tripe was as bad as haggis. At least, so when I had tripe, I had nothing in it. When I had haggis, there was at least some spices that made it.
Some other flavors of other things in there, yeah.
Almost feel like somebody cared about cooking it.
We care a little about taste here. Put this in your mouth. Oh God.
What, you took my next one. Do you want to do one more?
Nah, I'll do one more. I have not had this. I came across this and realized there is no way I'm ever gonna try this. Jellied moose nose. Similar to European head cheese. Basically, you take a moose nose and you chop it up and you put it in a gelatin broth and it's solid. It's like a jello moose nose. Look up a picture of it if you want.
I'm looking it up right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God, no. Yellow moose.
No.
No. It's a thing. It's a real thing. I mean, it's like fruitcake on acid.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. It's not even like a jam. No, no, no. No, it's just moose nose and gelatin.
That is, I mean, it's made like a terrine.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, can you really wash all the snot out of that?
Well, we'll get to something else I have eaten later on.
Oh.
That's worse.
Oh, my gosh. That is...
it's horrific looking. Oh, God. All right, man.
So do you remember me saying a little bit earlier that it's good to use every part of an animal if you're going to eat it?
I heard you say it. I didn't agree with it, but I heard you say it.
Well, guess what? There's an old dish. A very old dish that's been around for years. Originally came from Spain, Argentina, and many parts of Mexico.
Okay.
There are these things called cows.
You've seen them?
More precisely, bulls.
Yeah.
Bulls have a certain thing
that regular cows don't.
Yes.
And two of these things are not like the other.
For some reason, somebody in France decided that it would be a good idea to cut them off
and eat them.
And eat them. Sprinkle a little bit of flour, some spices, and next thing you know, you got cow balls in your mouth. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Rocky Mountain oysters.
Now, at least we have the decency to, like, deep fry them, and they look like chicken nuggets. And in all honesty, I would probably try them. Especially with a good sauce.
All right. So I'm going to explain to you.
It's not like they just boiled them and said, here, have a bite of ball.
No, they are deep fried. The French way of cooking them was deep fried.
Okay.
Okay. Do you like salt?
Typically, yeah.
Rocky Mountain oysters is like eating a warm, deep-fried piece of custard that's salty as hell. It melts in the mouth. But
I mean, I've had caviar. How bad can it be, right?
But every time you chew, you get a funny sensation in your ball sack going, you know, ow, what you're eating.
Ow. 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 Every bite is ow.
Ow.
Ow. Ow.
I know you didn't want another kid, but I'm going to make one now.
Yeah, like I said, I will probably, if given the opportunity, I would probably try them. I would probably hate them, but I would probably try them. So it did not make my list just because of, you know, that.
Prairie oysters is the preferred name in Canada, where they are served in a demi-gloss.
Mm. So that sounds good.
In Oklahoma and the Panhandle, they are often called fries. In Spain, Argentina, and parts of Mexico, they are called criadillas. Either way, Rocky Mountain oysters is not on my list of things to eat. How many are we up to? What are we up to?
I did not list these, but I have 6 left.
All right. I have 5 left.
All right. We get enough time
after,
for me to,
after this one, we're going to take a little break.
Yes, perfect. All right, so I'll go with this one from northern Sweden. I'm going to butcher the name of this. It's not even lutefisk. It's worse. Surströmming. Baltic Sea herring. is caught in the spring just before spawning in the brackish waters and of the Baltic Sea.
And it's fermented,
fermented in brine for 6 months. And it continues to ferment in the can. Surströmming is one of the worst smelling foods in the world, beating other fermented fish such as Korean hongago and Japanese kasoya. The Swedish delicacy is eaten with flatbread, potatoes, and onions, and is washed down with generous amounts of schnapps. Because of the strong smell, surströmming is ordinarily eaten outdoors. Like, you crack a can of this outside the house in the winter to eat it because it smells that bad.
All right. What was the name of this? Say it again.
Surströmming. Surströmming.
Okay.
Surströmming.
So I'm about to lose one of mine because I have a derivative of that, and it is the pickled herring.
Nah.
Pickled herring is a traditional way of preserving herring as food by pickling or curing. The thing is that herring stinks to begin with.
Yeah, it's an oily fish.
It's a very oily, stinky fish. And now you are putting it or curing it in a brine of vinegar, salt, and sugar. And as it brines with the sugar in there, it ferments. So it's basically the same thing. It's just done a little bit differently. Yeah. This is a Nordic favorite and is usually served with mustard, onions, garlic, lingonberry jelly, and sour cream.
Have you ever had lutefisk?
Lutefisk? No, I don't think.
We'll just throw this in here. It becomes gelatinous. Now they only use cod, so I mean it's not like a strong fish, but it's cured with lye.
Fuck no, not no. I am not touching that.
So it's jellyfish, literally. You dehydrate it, then you do something to it with lye, and then you rehydrate it, and it's like jelly. It's like
no. I am not touching it. No.
Well, we're a little early, but this would be an awesome place to take a break. So
why don't we're about 4 minutes early, but
yeah, that's okay.
Guess what?
Guess what?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. This is going to be an upcoming show here soon. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a face.
Hey, make sure that you check back soon for part two of this podcast.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.